alternate in the audience. First item on my agenda, discussion on planning commission open positions and terms. I asked David to add this kind of discussion because Tanya and I will both be stepping off for city council role.
Or condolences, yeah, like Webster said.
Whichever. Condolences.
Oh, okay. And for the record, if the AI, we made a joke, okay? Oh, then I will blame, I'll blame someone else because I didn't spell those. Tanya, Stephanie, congratulations.
2019. I'm sorry, whatever it takes my position.
Yeah, 2029.
That's okay. 2029.
I'm like, well, if I.
Okay. I forgot we're that far in the picture.
A little behind. So I guess, yeah, Kent, your position's coming up at the end of this year. You're welcome to apply. So I think to get reapply, yeah, to get the ball rolling, I'll just put a posting out for three. And then
can you just kind of verbally say he would like to stay on, right? And then
council has to reappoint him.
But he doesn't have that.
No, he doesn't.
And then the two alternates could say they're interested in a permanent position. Okay.
Which then we would still backfill those as well.
And then anybody else could put the application.
Yep. And then basically two people would take the rest of your term, the rest of your term, so they wouldn't, the year wouldn't change. It would just stay 2026 and 2029. So that also means start thinking about who you would like to see as your chairperson.
And will that replacement be voted on in December or in January?
January. I'm thinking so.
Just pick your own replacement set.
Well, it depends also how many we get. So, well, we would still need a change.
But you're gonna post it. You'll post the.
Put a posting. I think you can do a non-formal recommendation to the council. You just make a motion and vote. Yeah, you guys can select your chair. Cool.
And for the minute still, we'll probably be like dates.
Yeah. Dylan, I talked to Dylan yesterday. He expressed interest in moving to a permanent member. Gaina, you're still, if you would like to as well, you can move to, not permanent, regular seat. Sorry, getting my names. I read alternate and I said permanent. So, cool. Anything else on that? Oh, that's
will you post those separate as like people can apply for a regular or an alternate?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, on the application it has a spot. Those are just note takers.
Oh, okay. Edward's not on, huh? Mm-hmm. We don't have that thing.
Mm-hmm. Is that all for that? Number two, discussion on open projects. Again, I just asked David to include this for just anything that we've discussed that's kind of pending in the air that he can give it up, you know?
Yeah, I kind of just took a stab at some of the things. There's other projects. I just don't know if they would really be in your purview, or I don't know the status of them as well. So, Bookcliff subdivision, I have no new information. In October, I was told beginning of November they're going to look at demolition. That was because of hunting season, and they couldn't miss that. And a week ago, I don't know if it was, I can check, but it was like Monday or Tuesday of last week, I sent an email to Paul Sims, who you met, the design, and then also to the property owners. I have not received any more information as far as what their status is.
So we approved their going forward, and then they promptly haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm. So
they did remediate the asbestos, so that
they right? Yes, they did do asbestos remediation.
That demolition now.
That was done prior to our vote, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, I think it's burning up.
I think it was happening during, actually.
It was kind of right at the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
Because I think they started on Tuesday and we had a meeting on Tuesday. So it was very close if it wasn't before.
And their fault could be in trying to source local demolition, and they might find they need to kind of move on with a different option there.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess more information, they are looking at local. I have someone that's looking to get their license to do it themselves. If they can't do it, they'll do it underneath a different license in town that can. They just haven't gone back to me with an actual date. I was told beginning or mid-November, and here we are just past that.
So where do they take the demolition? They've got to haul it to Moab.
Yeah, they'll have to select one location. Usually they want it within the county that it comes from.
That's what I had a conversation with Randy earlier about it, and that's kind of the way it's going to the demolition. So they've got to haul up cash on there.
Yeah.
We can't go to ECDC.
Yeah, I'm not
we
sure.
We might be able to get some arrangement where they could, but
yeah.
They want it to stay in the county.
Yeah.
So finding somebody that's willing to do the demolition, willing to haul up that far, it's license for it, and we're going to be
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the email I sent, and I haven't gotten anything back from him. Any other questions for Book Cliff?
No.
I guess to throw out there, I have had conversations with Paul still. He's actively working on the design. So there is movement, just not on the movement that we need to have it approved. Green River Inn, that case was closed probably in October. I just threw it in there just to add it to this list of projects.
The cleanup
of the burnt section.
So the apartments are still functioning as apartments,
mm-hmm.
and they got formal approval and met all of the conditions.
They did that years ago.
The case was just the cleanup.
Oh, yeah, the case was the cleanup.
I've never heard whether they met all of the requirements or.
Yeah, all the ones we've gave them. So they got their conditional use through the Community Reinvestment Agency for the room sizes. They've passed all the health and other inspections.
Did the city get everything figured out with the water on how they were building those apartments?
Yeah, we did multifamily.
Yeah, just multifamily, 1 meter. They just start at a higher rate, right? Base rate and a higher rate. Not as high as commercial, but.
But they are in their own rate.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a multifamily rate, and that's what they're under. I can't remember what that is.
In the front part, the office part, is that just
it's
community use or is it?
It seems, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's being used.
There's nothing in that front part.
Okay.
The front part's just empty. It's completely closed.
I spoke after they did this cleanup, I spoke with Joe. He mentioned he's trying to find someone to remodel that front section so they can use it for one thing or the other. So I don't think he's moving quickly on it, but he is interested on getting it, the foundation shored up and the walls, et cetera.
This is like a sub question, but just for the minutes, have they paid their fire department bill for that too?
That one, I want to say maybe, but I know it was held up at some point. Yeah.
So that was frustrating.
I've known others who have had fire that didn't pay it.
Yeah, I can check and then get back with you.
We just had
the fire back.
What about when the River Terrace called and I was doing the
case that making sure we follow up on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Not so much my forte, but I'll pass it on.
Just that they hadn't yet. In talks with Bonnie, but.
Yeah, I can check because I don't
just follow up on that before we just kind of forget about it because they've cleaned it up now.
Yeah,
it
makes sense. Broadway. They're still in the Broadway project for there's names for it and I can't think right now. I just threw that up there. I thought I'd remember. They're looking at a redesign of Broadway with the GOEO grant, Governor's Office of Economic Development. We got approved for up to $600,000 for a redesign on Broadway. It's going to entail design, new road. Like, this is just a design phase. It's not a building phase. And we don't even know what the design is. We haven't even got that back. They're still in the process of meeting with the stakeholders, like the property owners, and seeing what they want the streets to look like.
It's like basically train station road up to
the first block of North Broadway.
And Cherry as well. Right?
And Cherry, yeah. It kind of looks like a cross, just the size of it.
Cover goes past Main Street, or that one block past.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll cover that area. Yeah, grants for
both east and west.
Yeah,
and all the grants for is the design and engineering.
Yeah,
that isn't anything. So it doesn't have anything to do. At least a partial drainage plan.
Being in the design and engineering world, that money.
$700,000, and the city has to come up with $30,000 to match. But that total bill is.
Yeah, we have to do it's like a 10% match to this whole
work for Broadway. I would say if you had a drainage and level.
Drainage is part of it. Parking, sidewalks. They're going to totally design and engineer how that road should function. All of that area, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, that's no anything that anybody's going to see. That's just all the legwork. Before anything else.
Yeah. I guess why it's kind of a good idea for us to look at this plan. I don't know how to say this without it just being straight my opinion. So it's just my opinion. What types of uses you want in that area? I wouldn't necessarily call it our historic district, but it is kind of our historic district that we have. So if we want to look at uses. Recently, we had someone come that wanted to put condos in front of the Melvine. I don't know if that's like the best use of that street in that location. So something for us to keep in mind.
What, across the street?
So I asked David to include this because, you know, it's not really anything on our plate right now, but down the pipeline of it getting engineered on this. I mean, obviously their goal in the long-term goal in all this is development on it. So things may come across planning's table of development on it, whether it's small shops, whether it's mixed use happening there. And so I asked David to include this and just to start to the ball rolling of some thought of how do we as a planning commission imagine Broadway look like? You know, is it all just storefront small shops? Is it two-story kind of storefront apartments above? I mean, everybody can kind of get their own perspective on thinking about what they envision there as a built out finished Broadway, because for right now, yeah, they're just looking at the kind of the 2D streets, drainage, sidewalk, things like that. And then I think as development gets pushed, it's going to come on a planning's plate to start to think about what they want to see there.
Yeah.
So making sure it's on everybody's radar. I was disappointed. I expressed this to David. I was a little disappointed in the city. I was part of the engineering selection committee for this. And I feel like it wasn't translated well to the community members. The engineering team came to the council meeting and just presented themselves. And there was a lot of like, wait, what's going on? I don't think the project overall was really communicated well.
Everybody seemed, oh, cool. Street, Derek, not with this money.
Yeah, I knew about the details of just being on the selection committee, but then the steps forward. The steps forward, it wasn't really communicated well of what, and you had stakeholders in the room already having feedback without an understanding that there's still a long process ahead where this engineering firm was going to get a lot of feedback. One of my perks for being on the selection of this engineering firm is they had landscape architects on board, with their engineering firm. Being architecture background, I sometimes like shake my head at engineers. So I did appreciate that you know, you have a different kind of skill set that's brought together with engineers that do slope, drainage, and all this stuff, and then landscape really looks at how it's going to look to people. So yeah, I hope they, I know they've already started to put out some surveys, so if you haven't seen the survey, I know they're around town.
We wanted
to meet with the stakeholders first, and because we had an event which was the Outlaw Days, where it was a way for us to capture just tourists through our town. Because if we didn't do it then, the next event we have is in April, and that's just too far away. So we rushed those surveys out just because of the event. But there should be more surveys coming out soon to more broad community.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to find that ticket and just ask some perspective of some of the important aspects we feel like we see for Greater Bird.
This property behind the epicenter, the property, does the city own that?
I believe it's Olive Anderson.
Just a little bit further over, the city does own a piece of property.
Yeah, there's 5 acres the city owns.
But they had at one point said they were going to possibly put up for auction or sell.
We put it up for auction and not one bid. So yeah, it's still just open.
Because that was the possibility of moving the garage that's there at the end of Broadway over to that, to get that property to move it over so they could mechanic on diesels on the baby property. I mean, there was that discussion a long time.
Yeah.
Several years ago.
Yeah, they kind of it just didn't ever come to fruition, so.
Well, it's, kind of an intro of the progress of. And I would expect, more meetings happening with that engineering firm.
Yeah.
I think they were going to start with stakeholders and then kind of expand out with some open house discussions and things like that. So,
I wish we meet with them tomorrow to go over the last month of what they've done. So, unfortunately, I have a month worth of information that I don't have nothing to give other than surveys and stakeholder meetings.
So I have a question, David. Did Skip ever, the man of Finland, did he ever come in and talk to you?
I met with him, last week?
Yeah.
But I don't remember. Oh, yes, because of, he came to talk to me.
I gave him somebody's phone number or whatever to contact him.
Yeah. Yep, he came into the office. We spoke for probably an hour and a half, so.
Okay.
Water treatment plant, I just threw it on there. They're almost completed with the new GAC filters, the granulated active carbon filters. This is going to help clean our very muddy, soupy water during April and October when we see the most sediment. And so they're almost finished with that. I thought they'd update everybody. We're almost done with that water treatment plant. Tidwell Street, they are moving we're getting close to construction.
Does that increase water capacity on the water treatment plant?
No. We just finished about a year ago. We finished remodeling or redoing the one on G Hill. They haven't used that for.
Well, that's storage capacity, but filtering.
Capacity. Oh, filtering capacity? No, it just makes it easier to filter. So this will be in front of our sediment filter with our sand, rock, and charcoal. Yeah, that new building on there. It might. We might be able to filter more because we don't have to wait for it to settle in the settling ponds as long. So it potentially could. Yeah.
With the Tidwell Street, Dylan had mentioned in the talks of the perspective of if the high school does their reunification at Pump Stage Building, that was a talking point that you could possibly look at sidewalks,
Mulberry.
But that could be a talking point for trying to get sidewalks down that road as well. Because the fire department.
Johnson made a mill that one.
Yeah. Yeah, fire department and sheriff's office had met with Casey about that process of bringing students down there and how do we, you know, does fire department just shut down the whole road and things like that. And so that could be another thing. I think you're aware of that, but letting everybody know.
Dylan stole my...
On sort of the radar of trying to get sidewalks there to
get
students brought down from home safely.
Yeah, I know. We mentioned it was brought up at some point where because now we have it as the emergency location, we probably qualify better if we applied for another like similar grant that we did with Tidwell.
And you mentioned something other than UDOT.
Safe streets.
Yeah.
Is it the safe streets?
This, the Tidwell Street. Yeah.
Because UDOT's full scale.
They're slow, but man, it is engineered to as far as you can. And anytime we have a meeting with them, there's like 10 or 12 people from UDOT and two or three from the city. And they go off of different sets of standards than we do. So if we do that, we may look at a different type of grant and continue with maybe Alberta with the TAP grant like the Tidwell Street did.
The other thing about that street, everybody that comes to the school, especially in the wintertime, how many people, that's the road they take. So that's what our city is.
Yeah, you know, they have to see that.
We're looked at.
Yep.
Well, you know, nobody, you know, if they're coming to town, you don't go down the Long Street and up Fire Avenue, they take that road. Yeah, that's where we're going to fix a road.
Yeah, that was the first road we decided to put an overlayment on because of that.
Okay, so
yeah.
We'll call it in.
Yeah. I didn't throw this on here, but it's good to point out. We have a drainage plan for the entire city. We're still trying to finalize the grant. If we can keep it under $100,000, we can potentially, I just lost the grant name.
Yay.
Anyway, we're looking at an entire drainage plan for the entire city. It's at a very, very early stage. Basically, at this point, we just open the conversation about starting it and then looking at funding. So.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, I feel like that'll start to answer a lot of issues in
town. Yeah. Water and sewer extension, you guys you passed on to the council an approved plan. Council approved it, a preliminary approval. And they are working on the engineering for a water and sewer extension out to them based off the five directions we looked at prior. So I got a call from Mike Swenson about 2 hours ago about it. So they're still moving forward. Cool.
One other thing, if people didn't come to the last council, Airville's possible expansion, probably not going to come across our plate, but just to be aware of.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's just out of the sewer ponds.
Yeah, right next to sewer ponds. So.
The nice thing with that is if they can take, we run about 580,000 gallons a day. That's our capacity. Or that's 580,000 a day is our capacity. We run about 285, something like that, 235. But during peak season, we go over that 580,000 capacity. So.
Expand out what they're doing right there next, and then currently right now they're pulling from the river to do some of their test samples, but they want to expand out to the other bulk of sewer, and that'll clean that sewer kind of faster than what we have now, so at a higher rate. So if the town expands or whatever, that's going to be kind of one of the quick answers to be able to allow for that infrastructure expansion, at least on the sewer side.
Yeah.
So they presented the last city council. I think he's hoping it's going to be an actual agenda item for this next city council to be able to expand that on the site.
Yeah.
Of what they're using right now.
He did his funding?
I think it's been promised to him. He has to send in a lab example of the first kind of algae and water that he does, and then it'll be released to him. So he's running water through it now. I've been out there. It's money bog to get out there, but he's out of town, so I've been running water through for him. But he's, according to his city council presentation, he's waiting for the university to grow his algae, but then he'll bring down and kind of be a starter algae for it.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, he's, I mean, I think as much as anybody, I was like skeptic of it when I first heard it. And if you go out there and see, he has put a ton of time and money into developing what he has now to just kind of prove on the biology side that it can be done here. And once that's proven, then his funding's released. So.
What's the name of the company again?
Airbuild. Anyway, I'd encourage you to talk to him. Just geeky kid from Arizona.
They came up with an idea.
I mean, I tried to pick his brain, and he was like, well, I just was taking biology classes and was learning about photosynthesis and kind of how long that took, that process to produce oxygen. It was like, there's got to be a better way. And he just started experimenting with this algae and figured out a better way. And
yeah, it'd be a good thing.
He's kind of like so smart, he's a little bit socially awkward, but...
I haven't met that part of him yet, so...
That's all I can think of. If anybody has any other projects they've heard of or questions they have...
Can I just ask some of what's the status on a lot of the burn buildings around town? I mean, are we making progress? Are we making progress?
Well, the one in Long Street one got cleaned up, right?
Long Street one's cleaned up.
So now we have
their
Cherry.
Cherry is probably as close as it's as far as they're probably going to move, as long as it's boarded up, secured. That's that. The only one I checked on yesterday is out in Elgin, 1400.
Walnut, am I right on that one?
No,
Pearl. Someone
grabbed
me. What street's that?
Howard. Oh, Howard. Yes. Good point. So if it... Whoever's going to be demolishing Bookcliff is, well, I'll just put it out there. Weston Vettieri is looking to demolish Bookcliff, and he will pick that house up as he leaves out of town. So hoping those go at the same time. So, yeah, that one hasn't been on my radar because I feel like it's going to get taken care of when that one does. Howard Street is what I think you said.
What about Kelly?
All that. No.
I think that's going to be part of the Broadway.
It's kind of the Broadway project.
Yeah, and I think Frank came to two council meetings ago, and probably being invited to the stakeholder. And I feel like his frustrations were translated over into realizing he's going to have to make decisions with that.
Yeah.
So hopefully as part of this whole project, it's kind of really pushed upon making decisions. I think just in the hearsay I've had with Frank, I think there are a lot of stuff. I mean, one, we kind of know Frank's personality. I think there's a lot of stuff in there he wants to preserve, and it's a difficult path to how do you either enter it safely or how do you demolish it safely to kind of get out the items he wants to preserve in there, but.
It's kind of wrapped up on another project that was started before me. It was kind of one of the first things I helped work on when I started for the city with the Brownfield project. That was an EPA grant. Currently, the first phase is testing, asbestos, lead, et cetera. And there's about 22 buildings in town that are in that project. So phase two will be then finding funding to demolish those buildings. So that one's in a long, drawn out federal process.
Does that include the other two?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's, yeah, almost every single building on that block is a part of the project. Bookcliff was also a part of the project. They just want to move quicker than the EPA, the Brownfield will move.
So the city pays for that, or the landowner pays for that, or everybody in the city ends up paying for
demolishing? Well, it's taxpayer money, so at some point you end up paying for it.
It's a federal
grant. Yeah. And I'm not saying we're going to get that grant, but at least we secured the Brownfield Phase 1 testing grant.
And so... Has it been tested? Have they tested those sites?
Yeah, all of them, all buildings have been tested.
They all test positive?
I have like a whole sheet somewhere of these buildings, but... Yeah. I want to say almost everyone was tested. Then we had a couple gas stations like the Phillips and the other one, the gardener's
zone. That should come down to just potentially remediating items in it.
Yeah.
If it's things that could be removed, say, like the book clip. I mean, they already remediated all the asbestos book clips. So,
yeah.
So that can come down to, yeah, the items that can be removed and then demolishing the rest of it.
Dylan's probably here.
So the water and sewer extension for that one, what is that going to look like? Is the city going to look at maybe expanding out into the rest of St. Jude with it or with the sewer?
Yeah. I guess it depends on which of the five selections that they went. If you remember, one was coming down Super 8, down Elgin to them. One was coming across from the Dunham stand through that way. One was boring under the river up into our lift station on that side, this side of the river. The other one was going directly from their plant, boring under to the sewer ponds, and one was using the railroad bridge. So it just depends on whichever one they can secure and do. All four of those five should get sewer available in Elgin, but not down every street, just down whichever direction they come from, either at Elgin Avenue to their plant or from the train bridge to their plant. And they want to help. If they do something, they've mentioned that, yeah, we want to show good faith and help the city. So I think they're going to choose one side. I don't think they're going to bore straight from their property to the sewer ponds, but that was an option they were given. And that would obviously benefit the Elgin side and hopefully some development that way.
The other thing is, just in general, some of the ones that are cleaning out the ones properties, like Cochise's property, some of the others, I mean, is there progress moving on some of those?
Probably not what everybody wants, but yes.
Well, I mean, you know, anything on it.
Yeah. Now we've been in discussions the last couple months about directions we want to go, where we want to start, how we want to start, that kind of thing. We just haven't ever, we don't have our game plans set yet.
Is that because the city council isn't backing what you're trying to do? Or?
Honestly, I'm having more of an issue with our attorney backing or being available to help. Not so much the council. The council is fine. I don't want to say it on record.
I know there's been a focus on commercial first, too.
Yeah.
Residential's kind of hit or miss on the back burner, but I think the real sort of planning focus was starting with commercial.
Commercial or Main Street corridor, that kind of thing.
Because in the Emory County Commissioners meeting that was here, they talked a lot about, you know, if the county was going to enforce code or not. And so, I mean, a little bit the same question to Greenberg. I mean, there's codes, but there's a lot, there's properties that are not at all close to code.
I don't think there's one property here that meets all the codes.
Yeah, so where do you start? I mean,
exactly.
Where do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, so that, I mean, that needs to be some sort of question to say a little bit of the impression of the town and what are you going to do? I mean, whether it's just start with a lottery system, you put all of them in and you start drawing names out or something. I don't know. I don't have any idea. But
yeah.
I think that people need to see that something is moving somewhere because it looks like nothing's moving anywhere. I mean, you know, and properties get more and more trashy and yeah, I don't know.
And all you have to do is act on 3 to 5 properties and everybody else will get the hint that, oh yeah, we really need business and they'll start to act on it.
I've acted on 3 entire properties.
I'm talking about random. I understand. I mean, people are wanting to see tangible results, and those take time. And you got to have, you know, David can write letters all day until he can't write anymore. And then eventually, for those to, I mean, he could send me a letter and I can throw it in the trash. He can send me a letter and I can throw it in the trash. He can send me a letter and I can throw it in the trash.
Exactly.
And then you have to get the attorney behind to actually start to have some action items behind it. And one of the things I discussed with David and Brent, which is another thing we can circle back to on kind of city council, is can there be a way to publicly post where that progress is happening?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see, you know, David could write 12 letters and we don't see anything tangibly happening. But if there's a way to publicly post that through a Google Doc or something, where then you could get on and say, okay, last month I questioned this and David was on letter number 8. This month I questioned it and he's on letter number 12. And now it's in the county attorney's office and you can see some of that. At least the city is moving forward on their part. And then, yeah, maybe if residents see that 12 of our projects are pending with the county attorney, then you start spamming the county attorney with like, hey, we're greater residents. We want to see a change here.
Depends which way we decide to go. I have projects on both of their desks. So,
So yeah, we've talked about that as a possible solution because I've been in the same boat of saying, you know, even as a planning commission, I want to defend the work that David's doing, that the city's doing, anything like that. But if we're not even aware, and that's why I kind of asked him some of these project updates, if we're not really aware of what are those small steps happening, it's hard to defend when there are small steps happening.
Yeah.
And that could be a way for the general public to be able to access that and just see. And I think there's some logistics to it of how do you keep it somewhat anonymous. Also, my argument is don't keep it anonymous. You know, in public training, what's going to happen?
Humility goes a long way.
Wednesdays where they'll post out warrants and stuff. So, I mean, if you're going to be in violation, let's put your name out there. But, yeah, I mean, that's definitely been a discussion that I think I will continue to push.
Put them at the post office.
Is how do we allow the public to see?
Well, on the website, on the city website, for sure. Yeah.
Out of compliance places.
Yeah. You can drive by and see it. How much more public is that?
I know it's a continual question of where you start. I mean,
exactly.
And especially if you have 50 projects you're looking on through a month, you could maybe do a half a step on each of those, or you could focus on one and do 10 steps forward. And so there's a lot of questions, but I agree. I think it's hard for the general public to see that there's not an action item of things actually being cleaned up. It's hard to believe that there is progress being made in them. And I think if we can tangibly see, last time I checked it, we were at this point, then you can see where those, and, you know, give feedback on areas that looks like a focus is happening on Broadway, but like, really, I think it should, you know, allow you to give some feedback on that. So.
I mean, something posted in the city building.
I won't work on it. Like, I mean, look at my property. I'm not against it. If you put my name in the paper, do it. Cause, so.
I just hate how slow you back out of your driveway. That was a joke. I was being facetious.
The code enforcement thing is I can't see past Trevor's shrubbery.
I was being facetious.
That the city, you know, in the paper, the ETV news that comes, you know, the city rewards the most improved yard for the year or something. I mean, just some little tangible something sometimes to encourage people to improve, you know, their yards, their properties, their whatever. Just
along with that, if you're going to post the shaming list, you say, hey, these people brought their job where they are in compliance.
Yep.
Those who
to rid got rid of down them, there are
worse than a fire.
Yeah.
Is that where you start with fire hazards?
And we've looked at that, you know. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. There's an aspect of it.
You know, when you get to clean up burnout buildings, if we don't make sure where the cleanup is going, we have a worse mess, maybe.
I know what you're talking about.
Everybody done that.
Yeah. No, I was involved on that one, too.
I didn't believe you about that.
Open up a new, never mind. Yeah. Open up another case.
Ugh. All right. Any more projects?
You talked about Broadway. What about the, what was the grant that was the $1.6 million federal grant that we got, that the city got?
We had a CDBG grant for the, for the industrial parks, for like a road.
Oh, this was Biden.
1.6.
One of the I don't remember if it was the Affordable Care Act
That dollar number isn't matching anything that I'm aware of.
It was over a million dollar grant.
We have like a $4 or $5 million grant for the industrial park road. It's a 6-mile road. And UDOT's handling.
Right?
Yeah, because UDOT's handling that one. I don't know of any federal grant that we have and that's that high.
Greener was the recipient of.
We might.
You know about it, we don't.
I know they talked about it on City Channel, so.
There's a few of these. There's so many that I don't really know the dollars on them. I mean,
Edward.
Yeah, Edward would be the best one to contact for that.
If you find that, we'll come back to that.
Just one of the said the comment period closing on the Tidwell project 11:30. What do you
think? Comment periods 11:30. That's for anybody within UDOT or the city has any comments to change our current design or plan that we have right now.
For Tidwell,
yeah.
All right. Discussion for tonight, meeting dates and times for 2026. Prior, we just had a comment of, I think we've continually said this third Tuesday, is that right? Yep, mm-hmm. Third Tuesday. Works. I don't think there's any holidays that force us to change that.
No.
To a different day.
Unless you want to change for because of St. Patrick's Day.
So yeah, if that's good for everybody. Third Tuesday, 7 p.m. works for everybody. And then yeah, there's no holidays that would force kind of an individual change. So I have a motion on all of the 2026 dates. Motion to keep it as the calendar up there says by Kent.
No second.
Sign of seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any public comments on the agenda? We have just two. The public, so.
One thing. Edward and I are working on that wording of the request of the council to change the plan.
There's been a request that came through on the road size is correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. The road size is now just
8 foot wide.
So I think there's been some work on kind of the language and writing up sort of, do people come together for a survey? Does the city pay for a survey? There's a lot of just sort of little logistics, but I guess, if you and Edward are working on that, that's great. And that might come across.
It should go straight to the council.
Cool. No, not
cool. To you. And you.
Okay, that's my decision there. No, and I think that's, understandable. We don't have horses and carriages anymore. We don't need giant.
We still have horses and carriages.
Yeah. It's when I go to, my mom's house where, little suburban Salt Lake, and it's so tight.
Yeah.
Makes me appreciate our wider roads in that aspect. Yeah.
45 is a good size.
So, cool. Yeah, we'll look over that. Another public comment. Awesome. Moving on. Discuss and deny the consent agenda, which is the planning and zoning meeting minutes, September 16th, 2025. There's already been one proposed correction of the very last motion item.
Yeah.
The very last motion item says, and Nelson, not Kent Johnson. I just kind of briefly went through them that I actually didn't even notice that correction, but I didn't notice anything else.
I noticed one thing, and I don't know if it's true or not, so if it is, we can change it, but I don't believe I said they have obtained their demolition permit. Might have been asbestos removal.
Which one? I don't remember. Did you pull me the audio on that?
I haven't. I just heard about that tonight before meeting.
So meeting was one of the discussions they'd actually apply for Green River Wyoming, right? They had to correct.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think I said they have their demolition permit because they don't have it and they didn't at that time either. So if we can just review the minutes and if that's true, if you can add that to your motions.
change that.
So someone makes a motion changing.
To change.
Not the demolition permit for Book Lift. And Ken Johnson was in attendance for the adjourned motion, not Ken Johnson.
Forgot that.
Not Ken Nelson. That's what I'm
doing.
Yeah.
Claire's
vote. Someone make a motion.
So
I'll try. Yeah, okay. As said,
Ken did it.
Ken made the motion of it.
And then Ken Nelson did the.
Just no demolition permit for Book Lift, and Ken Johnson throughout this agenda or throughout this minutes because Ken Nelson was not here.
And the next moments, please.
Okay.
Okay.
All the way here.
Okay.
Anybody have anything else before we adjourn? Cool, that motion to adjourn.
I like motion to adjourn.
Tony, first, second. 10 seconds this one. All in favor?
Aye.